AI's creative ceiling, the CEO replacement fallacy, and the hidden complexity of simple problems. Rich Sutton, whose foundational work in reinforcement learning gives his assessments particular weight, drew 134 upvotes and 69 responses for his recent comments on AI creativity and discovery. Sutton argued that current AI systems excel at pattern recognition and synthesis, but lack the capacity for genuine creative leaps. The kind of insight that transcends the patterns present in training data. The technical question his remarks crystallized: can statistical learning, however sophisticated, produce knowledge that is not in some sense already latent in what the model was trained on? A related story about reviving papers with code, the platform linking academic research to practical implementations, drew only 45 upvotes but addressed infrastructure that Sutton's argument implicitly depends upon. When implementations become outdated and dependencies break, incremental scientific progress stalls, a form of knowledge decay through technical obsolescence that affects human researchers and AI training pipelines alike. The story, CEOs who think AI replaces their employees are just bad CEOs, attracted 702 upvotes and 254 comments, making it one of the day's more discussed cultural pieces. The argument drew on historical parallels. Spreadsheets did not eliminate accountants, but enabled far more sophisticated analysis. The distinction between automation, which substitutes machines for routine tasks, and augmentation, which expands what skilled workers can accomplish, is one that effective technology adoption requires leaders to understand and act upon. Two technically modest but conceptually rich stories rounded out the day's philosophical thread. A post on test case reducers as underappreciated debugging tools, 127 upvotes, argued that automatically reducing a failing test to its minimal reproducible form reveals causal structure that manual debugging obscures, a form of automation that amplifies rather than bypasses human judgment. Meanwhile, lies we tell ourselves about email addresses, with 129 upvotes and 122 comments, use the deceptive simplicity of email validation, complicated in practice by international characters, legacy formats, and competing standards, as a case study in how simplifying assumptions made during design accumulate into production-grade technical debt.